If you want to get at the top of the mountain, there you will find a lot of obstacles on your way, on your journey. Sometimes you have to change your direction. Sometimes you have to change your mentality. Sometimes you have to take a pause. Sometimes you have to climb. Sometimes you have to jump. Sometimes you have to run. Sometimes you have to wait for a certain time.
What's up,
everyone? Welcome back once again to Dollar to Cent Podcast. In this channel, we talk about how to keep yourself healthy, active throughout the year. So today I have a very interesting topic for all of you, those who are listening to me. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about that how a simple change in your mentality, in your day-to-day activities can bring a lot of change in your life. Are you really looking at your habits, at what you do every single day, till the time you wake up and till the time you go on bed? What you do throughout the day, if you check that what are the things that are involved, what are the things you practice on a regular basis, that's going to create a huge impact on yourself. You can able to figure it out that how, what is important for you, what you should do and what you should avoid. And what are the things you have to keep in practice no matter what you do. This one is very common and this practice will help you to give a strong mentality, to give a strong visualization of yourself looking ahead in 10 to 20 years future, whatever your end goal is. Bring down a better perspective in front of you, in front of your life, whatever you want to accomplish. So the very first habit I want to talk to you, that you have to give time to yourself, what you do. What do I mean by that? If you look at your life, you give very less importance to the things which are major, play a major part in your life, like it's your choice, it's your life, your health. You'd find that you not give that importance to that, those all things. But you give more importance to those things which are minor in your life. So the very first thing you have to do on this day to figure it out that what is major in your life and what is minor. Because if you have a dream, if you have the goal in your mind, if you have the perspective of getting something, you have to define what is major or what is minor. Then you would be able to fill it out or find it out that what are things you have to focus more on. If you do constant work on your minor, you're not going to get the result which you want. But if you give the focus on your major, the actual thing you feel happy to do, actual thing you like to do, it's developed your personality, it's developed your confidence, it's developed your overall mentality. So let me tell you a beautiful story of a man. Like, he is the true example of finding what is major and what is minor. So one day he gave a talk on a topic. So let me give you an example of a man. He would be the perfect for this example. He would be perfect examples for all of you to understand this concept of major and minor. One day, a man, he was invited for a talk. And he gave his talk. And there were other speakers in that event. He gave his talk. And he gave a talk on human behavior. That is more likely that how the human body function, how the human psychology function. He gave a talk on that. And there were other speakers who had the same topic, similar topic to him, because humans come to human behavior, you give, like you talk about the psychology, you talk about the motivational condition, that's all in thing. So he gave a talk on that, and once the event got over, they were all having dinner. So the speaker, like he was standing and he was having his dinner, so a man came to him and he started talking about his talk. And he said that, I talked to other speakers, like those who had given the talk on the event, and I found that, like they gave their talk on these topics, which was very similar to your, like there was more impactful. Like, those speakers created more impact rather than yours. What do you say on that? So you know what that person, what the speaker said? He said that that's true. And at that point of time, the entire conversation got end. Because he knew, he was there to not compare with anyone. Like, he was there to give his talk, to do his best, to get his infinite. Because he was having the infinite mentality. Because once you have that, you try to develop yourself. You try to be the best of your version. You have to give your everything to be the best. You not compare yourself with anyone else. That man had intentions to provoke him to have some, to get some negative, to get something, you know, vibrant, to get something negative, like some kind of argument, something like that. But he just said that thing. Yes, they are. The entire conversation was got over. That's one simple thing. Because the man, he was there not to compare himself with anyone else. He was there to make himself better, to explain what he wanted to explain to the audience that he did. And he did his best to convey the message. He was not there to compare himself with anyone else. That's the thing we have to learn from ourselves, because all we have different type of mentality, different type of perspective, different type of goal, different type of objective in our life, different minors, different measures. We all are different. Humans are different in behavior, in choice, in their lifestyle, in their conditions. So we have to understand we are not here to compare ourselves with anyone else, not with anyone. We are here to compare with self, who we are actually, what we did yesterday. We have to compare ourselves on that perspective, that how I was spent the entire day and how I'm spending my today. In that terms, you have to just compare yourself, that how you are doing, how you are performing your work. On the basis of that, you can able to reach your infinite mentality, infinite perspective. And that's going to be one of the best habits which you can give to yourself. You will find a lot of change in your work, a lot of change in your talk. You're not going to be fumble because your concept, your idea of the thing is very clear. You are not here to do any argument with anyone else. You are here not here to defend yourself when someone say negative about you. You are here because you know what you do. You are true to yourself and you just try to be better version of yourself, doing your best to be the best of yourself. So this one habit, if you can start from right this moment, that understanding and being better of who you are. Don't involve in any kind of argument when someone's provoke you. Understand, have a cool mentality. Know what you do, what you like. Work on your measure. Just give, understand your minors. Just give a thought that which is more important for you. Like if you like to go to an office, you can go. But instead of that, you have to figure it out. Besides that, what you like more. What actually you feel to do. What actually keeps you motivated and keeps you happy. And force you to be a better version of yourself. That's all you have to find it out. Once you find it out, trust me, everything would be completely as easy as possible it became in your life. Because the complication we have when we force ourselves to do something, only in that point of time, we start having complications. And if you want to avoid those complications, those problems which you're facing, which actually you're not facing, you're creating, because you are confused in finding your measure and finding your manners. You have to define both things and just work on that with this mentality. It will change your life completely. This habit will change you. That is the reason between, this is the simple difference that we all have between those who have success, those who have failure, those who do what actually feel and be success in their interest. And for those who just go and have been holding a very good position in society, but still complaining, they're not satisfied with their life. It will help you in all sort of perspective. If you want to have a better relationship, you will able to be a good communicator. You can able to be a good relation maker, because that is the most important thing when it comes to making relations. This is the thing which you want to have. Instead of that, if he started arguing with that person about his talk, he was saying that. If he started doing that, just guess what would happen. Like, he would able to have a bad relation with the person he's talking to. Then he would able, like, and he can also have a bad habit, bad relation with the other speakers in the event. If he started argument with the person, he would able to create a bad and negative relation with all of them in the event. So understand when to say, when to argue. Arguing knows the solutions. So having a infinite, when you have an infinite mentality, you never argue with anyone. You never see what the others are doing. You just look at yourself, that how are you going to keep yourself and make yourself better in every single day. So this one habit can bring a lot of change in your life. Just try to implement this every single day. Just sit on a bench, just think and try to find it out. What are the measures of in your life? What are the minors? Just write it down on the paper. Why I'm telling you to write it down on your paper, don't just write it in your notepad, in your phone, or in your iPad. Just write it down on your paper, because when you write something, you can able to, that's able to stay for a long time in your mind. Sometimes what's happened, we create a dream. We decide to make some sort of decision, but down the line we forget and we don't do actually. But when we write something, we can able to retain that for a long time. So you have to understand what is your minus, what is your measure. Divide both things separately, writing down on the paper, finding down the importance that if you truly follow your measure, what are the possible outcomes you will get? How it's feel if you do those things? If you do your minors, what kind of consequences you can get? What are the things you will get? So you have to define it clearly, because whatever you do, whatever like things you follow, you have the idea that what you're going to get. Like the process is a long way to go there, but a general idea you can have that if I do this for a regular basis, like you know that how the things go on, and if you do for a continuous basis, how you going to feel rather than how you going to achieve after feeling that. That is more important, because the feeling you will have during the process, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of infinite self-love of your measures. So the process, having the connection with the process is more important. We have a goal or we have an idea of a thing which we want to accomplish in a certain period of time in future. But are you really willing to give the process and during the process how it feels to you? So where the infinite mentality and finite mentality take into place. Infinite mentality, you're going to do it better way. But when you don't know, like when you don't understand, you are confused that what should I do, what I do, when you bring out those confusion, you go start asking, you're questioning yourself. Questioning yourself is more important to make yourself better. But if you question yourself in the wrong way, you're going to create a negative impression on yourself. So this is how you have to make yourself develop in every single day. Hold this mentality in your head. Try to embed this habit in your life and you will see that everything's are changing beautifully. This life is beautiful. People are beautiful. No one's here to criticize you and make you down. You never feel. Although we have people in the society who will try to make you feel in every single path you choose. But when you have this infinite mentality, on that time, you going to work on yourself. You're going to be who you are. And you're not going to give your thoughts what the other things are happening around you. So you are well focused on your measures and objectives. So define your measure. What are the measure things in your life? Define what are the optionals in your life and write it down and start working on that. Start working on that. This is the piece of advice I want to give all of you, those who are in their 20s, 18s, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever age you hold, this is the piece of advice I want to give because never is too late to start something, to change our habit. You can and you will if you try every single day. That's how the progress takes place. It's all about continuity. If you want to climb up the mountain, you have to start from the bottom. You have to climb every single height and then slowly, slowly you will reach the top. So that's how the process goes up. Every single path you have to take. If you want to get at the top of the mountain, there you will find a lot of obstacles on your way, on your journey. Sometimes you have to change your direction. Sometimes you have to change your mentality. Sometimes you have to take a pause. Sometimes you have to climb. Sometimes you have to jump. Sometimes you have to run. Sometimes you have to wait for a certain time. So this is how you go on a mountain. And that's exactly what's happened with our life. That exactly. You have confusion. You will have definitely. You will question yourself. But having the right mentality, this infinite mentality, give you the better perspective that whether you are heading towards the right directions, having a clear mindset that what are the measures and what are the optionals in your life. And that way you're going to create a lot of difference, a lot of change in your life, a lot of change in your mentality. So hope this talk will help you. You guys have understood that what is the importance of having a finite mentality or infinite mentality. So start embedding this in your life and see the change. It's the most beautiful thing which you can give to yourself. That is the most beautiful thing which you can give to yourself. I repeat once again, that's the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself. No one's going to give you. You have to give to yourself. And that's the beauty of your life, of your mentality, of your objective and optionals. So I hope you guys have liked this podcast. If you really like this podcast, write down in the comment section. Or if you want to have any kind of suggestion or any kind of talk, just do visit me or DM me in my Instagram or right on this platform. I'll try to get in touch. We can have a talk like this. I come up with this podcast every single day where we share our thoughts, our mentality, how to keep yourself healthy and active with physically and mentally. So you will find all the valuable things right in there. So hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Keep listening to us and just write it down if you want to know anything else. See you. Bye-bye. Next time.